You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm so glad to be joined by Pew Pew, the director of Blue Oyster Gallery. Welcome, Pew Pew.
We're good. I've also got my two children in the studio with us.
We have some very special guests.
Wilhelmina.
Hi, Mekwe.
Animaya.
Apologies if your speaker just popped.
And we're here to talk about some panels that you've got running at Blue Oyster next week.
But what are panels?
That is a really good question, darling. So what we're doing is we're doing a series of panel discussions about, it's called Demystifying the Process, and it's about making it more, the art world more accessible and understandable, because often it feels like it's kind of in this sort of haze. So it's about making sure that, or allowing people an understanding
that they can do it.
Yeah.
That it's for everyone and that it's not as scary as it seems.
Yeah, so we've got three panels. So the first one is on Tuesday, this Tuesday at 5:30, and it's called Introduction to Commercial Galleries. And that will be a panel discussion with Vanessa from Milford Galleries, Julia from Hutch Gallery, and Liz from De Novo.
Awesome.
And we'll be talking about how commercial galleries operate. On Thursday at 5:30, we have another panel called Mistakes I've Made as an Artist, and that's with three artists, Madison Kelly, Nick Austin, and Eilish Thomas. And they'll be talking about things that they wish they knew at the beginning of their careers.
Sure.
And then on Saturday at 11:30, we have Introduction to Non-Commercial Galleries, Non-Commercial Spaces. And that's with Al-Louis August, Anna Muirhead, and Hope Wilson. So that will be like a really nice kind of way of kind of looking at what it means to show work in commercial galleries, advice, practical advice for artists, and then what it means to show work in non-commercial spaces as well.
So awesome. That's good. So as far as who's invited and what the sort of target audience are, who are they?
Oh, it's anyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially people if you're interested in making art, if you're interested in, hey, shh, I love yous, but we're on the radio, live.
Oh my gosh, mama.
It's really for anyone who's interested in, like, how the art world works.
Yeah, it is.
And it's kid-friendly as well, so if you've got children, you're welcome to bring them.
That's so cool.
I know, I think it's cool too that we can bring children in, you know, into the gallery. Do you like going to art galleries?
I do like going to art gallery and mahi toi.
Yeah, and doing mahi toi. Do you
want
to be? Do you want to know how to be an artist when you grow up?
I think so.
Well, then you should definitely
come,
Bubba.
There's your target audience.
Yeah.
Awesome. I sort of said in the email that this is the start of many panels that are potentially going on throughout the year.
Yeah, we'll see what the other things kind of look like. So we've partnered with Ada Toy, who are the DCC Arts Wing, and so they've come on board to help support these three programs, these three panels to start with, and then we'll see what kind of develops as time goes on I'm very distracted by these children. What people want to know, you know, so maybe it's you know, people want to know more about how to install their artwork, and so maybe in the future we do some workshops
sort of
around
practical,
that.
Putting it in
practical
the,
ones, yeah. Or like how to write proposals, or you know, are there any? Hey, can you please come over here? Or how to negotiate working relationships with people you're in spaces with? Yeah. You know, that can be a whole thing. But the whole kind of point of it is to, wait, can you chill out? Actually. Thank you.
They're exercising their artistic energy in the booth
really
currently.
Are. Yeah, this is performance art.
Yeah.
It's called The Mother is Sweating and the Children are Having a Good Time. I think, because there's a lot of people who are really curious and interested and want to be participating in the art world, but it's so difficult to kind of get an understanding of what the landscape actually is sometimes. And I think it's important that we all kind of know what's going on and how to move through that.
If you're an artist that hasn't ever displayed work and just sort of has done art as a personal sort of endeavour up till now, would you, would those people sort of be...
Absolutely.
For sure?
Yeah, absolutely. I think even if you've had quite a few exhibitions, it's, it should be, it'll be interesting for you as well. What do you think, Wilhelmina? Yep, she's playing with those little toys, which is very, it's awesome that Radio 1 has little toys in the studio.
Those are, yeah, I mean, we don't normally have kids in the studio, but we're all kids at heart at Radio 1, so there are a lot of
them. There we go. Ah, it makes sense. Yeah, it's really for anyone who has, who is interested. And I'm really hoping, I'm not hoping because the panels will do this. It'll be a really great way to get an understanding of how to get into commercial galleries, how to get into non-commercial spaces, what you can expect as well, because there's very different
Processes, yeah, to a commercial versus non-commercial space.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities and some differences as well. Being quite vague about it, eh? So you have to come to the...
Yeah, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like, if you were an aspiring artist, which I hope there are some aspiring artists and current artists listening to the art show on Saturday, it would be fantastic to get along.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're listening to this, you definitely want to come.
Yeah.
Would be my thing.
And no matter what kind of artist you are, you never know. Everyone's multidisciplinary you know, these days, so you might want to do a visual arts exhibition at some point.
Yeah, there's lots of people who cross over. I was listening to some podcasts with Arthur Jaffa, and he started as a filmmaker, and now he's a quite well-established visual artist. And, yeah, he was talking about that transition, which was quite interesting.
I mean, the creative muscle's the same, really, isn't it? No matter what sort of art you're doing, it's...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Definitely is.
So, with these panels, where did the inspiration come from? Where did the genesis of the idea come from?
Well, it's kind of two streams. So, one of that was through conversations with Adatoy, and about, yeah, they wanted to provide some support, some capacity building for the visual arts sector, and that's where this kind of came out of it. And then we also received some feedback. So every February we've started this thing now at Blue Oyster where we do the 4 February feedback hui. Those are 4 public hui that happen in February where people can come and give us feedback. And also to kind of help shape the program and what like our priorities and focuses are for that year and for ongoing. And one thing that came through was that people are quite interested to know what happens behind the scenes. And so these panels will kind of...
Lift a curtain.
We'll lift the curtain, yeah. Thank you for your toe talk, my darling girl.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I don't want to spoil too much. You know, like, we could talk for hours about what the process actually is, but that would kind of spoil the panels.
We maybe talk a little bit about it.
If I had visual art ability, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just miraculously one day, it turned out I could paint, which I can't, for everyone listening at home.
I can't paint either.
What would step one be? You know, like, what's...
Step one?
Yeah, like, if you have a body of work, you know.
If you have a body of work. Putting in proposals, yep, is a good way to do it. I think, really, being in community with other artists and art spaces is really, like, the best way to kind of engage.
Sure.
Like going to openings, going to events, going to talks, because often like art making itself can be quite solitary in lots of ways, you know, so like a painter in the studio.
For sure.
You know? But it's actually through the relationships and through the community building and the like engaging with each other that heaps of really fruitful, amazing things come out of. I think about, you know, places like Slant and Pond, you know, like artist-run spaces where friends come together and create a space, and that's really awesome. Like, I'm a big fan and a big advocate of artist-run spaces. And if you're ever interested in making your own artist-run space, you can always come into Blue Oyster and talk to me about it.
Absolutely.
I would love to support however I can in terms of making things happen. Yeah, so I think if you have a body of work, then you find a place to show it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you do that by talking to people and networking,
people.
As horrible a term as people think that is sometimes. It's just talking to people.
It is. I think, like, networking is also, like, it's relationships, right? It's strengthening, maintaining, and growing relationships that we have with each other. You can make it gross, you know, if you want to make it gross, but you can also make it beautiful if you want to make it beautiful.
Absolutely.
And that's a choice that we can kind of choose to make, that whole like rhizomatic way of thinking, you know, like rather than being like there's a line that goes down to the ground, you know, it's like a whole series of roots that expand out in every direction, I think is a nice way to think about it. And there's great spaces as well, like Dunedin Dream Brokerage.
Yep.
You know, like they're fantastic, they do
Absolutely.
Amazing work, and are well worth supporting or reaching out to, you know.
And the panels, a good place as any to meet people, to
they
network.
They will be, They will be. And it'll be a really good, like, we're calling them introductions, but it's a conversation.
Sure.
That will help to kind of make it a bit more understandable, like, what is actually going on. For some reason, I've been talking to a few people have been coming to me asking about how to price their work. And that's been a really interesting kind of set of conversations.
Absolutely,
how do you price your work? And there's no easy answer for that, but there are a whole lot of kind of things to think about.
I mean, all you've got to go off is how people have done it in the past,
In the past,
and you've got to talk to people who've done it to
I
know
think,
that.
And coming back to that kind of relational thing as well, you know, it's like, where are you in your practice? Who are you showing work with? Who is going, you know, if you're going to show work at an art fair, maybe you want to price it a bit higher than if you're showing at a community gallery.
For
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Like, got to know your audience as well.
Yeah. Sorry, darling, what is it? No, we're finished soon. We're not quite finished yet. But I do want to just say good job, girls, for being so patient, because I know that it is hard.
I know, we don't have enough toys in the Radio 1 booth.
I'm making some food for you.
Oh, thank you for making some food for me. Do you want to sing a song?
Do you want healthy or not healthy?
I would like healthy, please.
Okay.
Good choice. Oh, and there's food available.
At the panels. The panels, there will be food available.
You want nibbles?
Light refreshments, cups of tea.
You can make some.
Which will be really lovely. Today is also actually the last day to see the current show that we have on.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I'll be down the gallery with the kids. So if you want to pop down.
You have to make a larger.
You want to pop down shortly,
down
right?
Closes
at 3. Closes
at 3? Yes. Yeah. So come down and hang out with us.
If you heard those chats, we had a chat with Hene week before last. And
yep.
then we
and
chatted with Sena the week before.
Which was
I saw both shows. They're fantastic.
They're great.
Absolutely worth getting along.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Piu Piu, for coming and speaking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
No
worries.
Do you
want to say ngamahe?
Ngamahe.
Thank you. Get along. We'll see what happens after them and in the future, and we'll talk about what's going on going forward. And I just want to say you've done a fantastic job of multitasking while we've been in the studio.
It's been
today.
A lot of miming. Like, 1 second, wait. The panels are going to be great, and I would really recommend that everyone comes. You know, because I have to do that, that's part of my job is to recommend that everyone comes, but also because I think it's going to be really interesting and really cool.
And the more people go, the more helpful it is, in essence, you know what I mean? The more people that are there looking for opportunity and information, the more you can talk and share, and the better it goes.
Yeah, the better it goes. We build.
We build. Fantastic.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.